Do not tweet it out.
You think Walker was playing that? Happy tree.
Happy fire toast. Dunskies.
Stop stealing my car parts of my car, assholes, and save me.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Now I'm here with my boy
Adam Garza.
I'm Josias Arabello. You guys can find us on Twitter at
Find me at Ma'am the Beaner.
I'm at the number four, the villain. Adam, homie, how you doing today?
I was doing pretty good to maybe about an hour ago.
Yeah, traffic or just news and shit?
Some bullshit news.
Life, huh?
Like something to do with Bob Brady.
Oh, that news. Awesome. Well, fuck, since you brought it up, dude, Albert hit us up.
Albert did. You know what, Albert? It's okay. You know, it must hurt that the Dolphins are never on the news. Never.
Wow, dude.
Okay, he's suspended for four games.
That's it? That's a slap on the wrist.
And the
organization got fined?
$1 million.
A million. That's fucking chump change, dude.
Wait. There's a lot of other players that did not get suspended. Your quarterback, Raphisberger.
He
never got in trouble for that.
Alleged.
You think if he would have done that now, since NFL's always on the radar now, yeah. On the radar, you think they would have suspended him?
You know what, dude? If it was alleged still, dude, I mean, he was never convicted of the crime. I hate to talk shit or back him up, but I mean, regardless, he's my quarterback. I think he's a goofy fuck anyways. I don't like him. Great in the pocket, great quarterback. As a person, he's an asshole. Even backing up my team, dude, I would want more of a come down on him, you know?
Okay.
Now, Brady, on the other hand, great quarterback as well. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But with the asterisk. Ooh. So four games is cake, dude. Chump change.
Man. Well, you know what? The Patriots, I don't even know who their backup is.
I forgot who it is.
I don't even know. Who cares about the backup when you have Brady
Yeah, well, pretty much, dude.
You know what I mean?
So, first game is Steelers. My Steelers versus New England. First game of the season, so that's going to be interesting. Dude.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm going to be talking some shit. But, I still think it was a light sentence, man.
Well, they can't prove shit.
They got the ball boy too, specifically said. And then all of a sudden, Brady's his best friend. Hey, buddy.
Come over for dinner,
I know,
buddy.
Dude, it was stupid,
you know,
dude.
I've been calling Brady. He hasn't been taking my calls.
No? Okay.
So, you know, guys, he's still a great quarterback. And the inflation.
He is a great quarterback,
You still got to throw the ball. And the guy still has to catch it. He still has to get open to catch the ball.
But his balls need to be deflated still, man.
No man's balls should be deflated.
Okay, yes, man. Okay, so I miss football. Did you pick up anybody in your draft worth mentioning?
What do you mean in the football?
Yeah.
I haven't done fantasy yet.
No, not fantasy. The NFL draft.
I paid attention very little bit.
I think we picked up some offensive linemen and defensive linemen, which we need anyways, and we needed some safeties anyways. Polamalu's retired, so it's going to be an interesting season. We still have our guns or our weapons as far as Antonio Brown, you know, and Ben, so as long as they can keep Ben on his feet, I think we'll be all right this season.
Any team getting, like, stacked?
Stacked? Ooh. I want to say...
Because you know Dolphins... they won't be able to do shit with anyone.
I know.
That's for you, Albert.
I know. Let me see. I want to say Seattle, right? Is the only one who still is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
49ers are completely gutted.
Didn't they get Reggie?
Reggie's been sucking dick the past 5 years, though.
I know.
I don't think he's going to be effective.
Nah, they still got core, right?
New Orleans is going to suck. I don't know which team is stacked right now, dude. I think you guys didn't lose anybody.
No, we just did.
Break.
We lost fucking four games.
And Blunt's going to be out for a few games? Two games. Because he got caught with my boy fucking Le'Veon Bell with pot. So my boy is suspended 3 games, though. So our running back first game, we're not going to have a running back against you. So. But you're not going to have a quarterback, so I guess. Yeah. I'll take it, I guess, dude. So, yeah, we'll figure it out, dude. We'll talk football soon, dude. But
I can't wait.
I fucking love it already.
You watching any basketball?
Yeah, dude. Yesterday's game, I went to. Well, how was? Yeah, okay. Mother's Day, we went to. Oh fuck. Okay, since you asked, went to BF Chang's and caught LeBron make that 2-pointer at the end, which was nice, dude. Yeah. It was nice how the coach said, "All right, dude, here's the game plan." And once they jumped on the fucking court, LeBron's like, "Yeah, fuck your couch, fuck your game plan. I'm gonna just give me the fucking ball." Yeah, pretty much.
Every play, just give me the ball because you guys suck.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
The Clippers game was third quarter was
dope, dude.
Oh my god! I mean, I'm not really a basketball fan.
And they're looking good, dude.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, and even the Cavs Bulls series has been great back and forth game because Derrick Rose made that 3-pointer the last few seconds the game prior to yesterday. So
well, I mean, like I said, I don't watch a lot of basketball, but is it known for them to foul so much? Yeah, because I know the guy sucks at free throws.
Yes,
Johnson.
Yes.
I think his name is Johnson.
Okay, yes.
Fucking thousand. Fucking.
Yeah. And he sucks. He can't make anything. He's like Shaq, dude. Now, a lot of people have been talking about the big controversy or thing behind that. It sucks. It does suck because these are the finals, the NBA finals, and you have these star players that can't make the easiest fuck. It's called a free three throw.
Dude, if I was coach, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Shoot. Fucking free throws.
Yeah, yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, no
shit. Don't run. Don't think. Yeah. Just shoot.
Now, if you're on the other team, dude, technically it is a great fucking game plan.
Sounds like a Patriot kind of
Belichick
plan.
Move.
Belichick move. Yeah. But they don't get any shit for that.
No. Flops, though, a lot happening on, you know, basketball.
Well, you know what?
Flops.
Johnson made 50-50, though. Like, I was checking
there you go. Yeah, so, yeah. See, that's not bad. Well, actually, that is bad. You're making half of them. You take 50 shots a game. You make 25 of them. That's
25 points, though.
Did exactly. That's the kicker, though. So, I mean, if you can't make a free throw, I don't know what you're doing there, man.
We're playing tomorrow, so I'm going to be watching that.
So, speaking of that, you saw the game at P.F. Chang's yesterday. I was fucking furious, dude. Went to P.F. Chang's for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Went to church in the morning, saw my nephew and my niece.
Went to church and you were furious?
No, church was awesome. It was cool. Went to see my nephew and niece sing, and then and went with my dad, my mom, my sister. We met them out, and then we went to P.F. Chang's at Irvine Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
And, so we were there. I had a few drinks, not shit faced or anything, but when it was time to order, finally, homegirl comes to me and I'm like, "Yeah, I have a few questions. You know, between this meal and this meal, what's the difference?" And she looks at me like I'm stupid. I'm like, and she just turned bitch face on me.
Oh,
bitch face,
snap.
And gave me bitch attitude.
There goes your tip.
Totally, bitch. I totally pulled an Adam. But so this broad. Just totally gives me attitude. Well, this one comes with white rice and or brown rice. I'm like, okay, well, I want chicken fried rice. You know, can you have this spicy chicken on this meal? Can I put that in, you know, for my fucking chicken fried rice? No, we can't do that.
Really?
I'm like, okay, then I'll just take chicken. She goes, if you want, we can make it spicy for you, though. So I'm like, okay, you know, if you can do that, I totally appreciate it. And I'm still being fucking cool with bitch. And my sister was sitting across from me. I'm like, why do I have a feeling she's going to bring me both fucking meals? I barely can eat fucking a meal, you know?
You do eat like a supermodel.
Yeah,
dude.
Totally.
It does.
She brings me fucking both platters, dude. And, yeah, so she sent the waiters to help us out. Like, she knew she fucked up. I'm like, can you have the waiter come over? It's like, who is helping you? Like, she disappeared.
Bitch face. Oh, yeah, she got fired.
Yeah, totally.
2 minutes ago.
So I had to talk to the manager. I'm normally not that guy, but I don't want to pay for fucking an extra meal.
Fuck yeah, it's especially P.H. Chang. They're fucking
expensive. It's fucking pricey, dude. So it was a shitty movie. She totally turned me off. She put me in a bad attitude. And to top things off, like, I didn't care. I'm just like, by the end, I'm like, charge me for fucking everything. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You paid for an extra fucking meal?
Well, no. The manager took it off. But it was the problem of the principal by that point. The manager was awesome, though, but I'm just not gonna go back to P.F. Chang's like ever again. I don't think.
Yeah, we don't like their food.
Yeah. And the food sucked. Dude, I could have gone to Busy Bee and it would have been better, dude, but
that's what I'm saying. You should Yelp that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then get it deleted by fucking Yelp. I did.
No shit.
Yeah, like some Mexican place, they got mad because apparently I said go to the Tapatia and you can get better tacos.
Oh,
for cheap.
Snap. And they deleted it themselves?
They have sent me a message, an email saying, well, we read it and there's like thousands of fucking reviews.
They just bitched at yours.
Yeah, so whatever.
Okay, man. Well, how was your weekend, dude?
My weekend was good. Sunday, we went to my sister's house for Mother's Day.
Okay,
it was
cool.
Fun. And then we had a barbecue here for Margo's mom.
Oh, awesome, dude.
So it was good. It was a lot of food. And we made Kebabs.
Oh, dope, dude. I haven't had those in a while.
Oh, dude, we make them pretty good.
I'm going to make some jalapeno, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers this weekend. So I'll this hit weekend? You up again, dude, yeah. Oh, no man. Special occasion, just I felt like I feel like.
Might have to go over there and watch a basketball game.
I know, dude, I might as well, dude. Okay, man, I had a good weekend, too, dude. It flew by. I'm going to come up with a quick story for you, another one.
Okay.
Last Tuesday. Well, actually, yes, last Tuesday. So recorded with you Monday, had a softball game, totally bailed. It's my coworkers' league. So bailed on that game, was beat, exhausted. Tuesday, I had a game with my normal team. It was a great game, back and forth game. We won by 3 runs.
Nice.
I went 4 for 4. I hit a few doubles, a few triples. I hit a single at the end. Terrible, dude. We were down by maybe 2 runs at the end. And I got one of the last at-bats, dude. So I hit a single the last at-bat. Homegirl, who was up next, hits the ball in right field, line drive. And so I run to 2. When I play pretty hard, dude. So I always... okay, so I hit 2, and I look back to see where the ball was. I read the ball so I can hit 3. I just wanted to get the extra base. I wanted to get more runs.
Okay.
Last 5 minutes
of the
game.
You were up by 3, though.
By this point, we were up probably by 2.
And it was the last
maybe
inning.
By 1. Last inning. And we were up last at-bats. They had no at-bats left, dude. So anyways, I had a Kevin Arnold Wonder Year moment.
Oh, God, what happened?
I look to my right, and I'm like, oh, fucking the ball. I can totally take 3, dude. So, but once I hit 2, I totally slowed down, you know, just so I wouldn't, you know,
get in case.
Yeah, yeah, dude. So once I saw I could make it, I start gunning it to fucking 3. Except, because I slowed down and then picked it up again, I fucking pulled my hamstring, oh, dude. Pain, son. So everything went slow motion for me.
But
go for it. We were up.
There were 3 outs and the game's over.
We had no outs at all.
But that means they don't even get a chance.
Ew.
To play. Isn't the game usually over?
That's when my Kevin moment came into play.
So, fuck this. I'm sacrificing everything for third base.
It was stupid. Dude. So my inner monologue goes off, and I'm like literally Batman talking to myself. It was literally that Kevin Arnold voice in Josiah's voice saying, it was at that moment I realized.
Oh, you fucked up.
This was a dumb fucking move. Yeah, dude. So everything went slow motion, dude. And I felt my fucking right hamstring, like, jiggle. Mm. And I'm like, oh, pain. And it looked like a mile away, dude. I was barely a quarter there. And by this point, it was do or die. I was committed.
Fucking ripped everything.
Totally, dude. It was stupid. And it was just dumb. The last 5 minutes of the game, we technically had won by that point. There was no need for me to fucking... take an extra base, dude.
God.
So I made it to 3, safe. As soon as I make it, I'm like, runner blue. I need to get the fuck off the field, dude. Okay. I thought it was my sciatic again. That kept me out for like 8.5 months.
Oh.
So it's just my, not even a pulled hamstring. It's just like a cramp in my hamstring, if anything. But it was pain, dude.
I could just see them fucking wheeling out to the ambulance.
It was stupid.
Did we win? Yeah, we were already winning.
We were already winning.
We already won.
Hence the Kevin Arnold moment, man. So,
don't cut the leg off.
No, dude.
Fuck.
So a quick to our listeners and to you, man. Have you listeners ever had a Kevin Arnold moment or a Wonder Years moment like that? So hashtag us when you hit us up. Hashtag Kevin Arnold moment. And I want to hear your guys' stories. I have a grip load more. I know everyone has one.
Usually mine are like when I say something that I shouldn't say to my girl.
It was at that moment I realized I'm a dumbass.
I need to backstep and remake that comment.
I know. Yeah, yeah, dude. So too bad we can't do the freeze time like Zach Morris, though. Like, time out. Yeah. So it was my stupid moment. It was dumb of me. I did more than what I should have. I pushed it. I didn't have to. I kind of deserved it, but...
Are you playing tomorrow?
No. Jeez. Tonight, I can't play. Tomorrow, I can't play.
And out for the season, guys.
No. I told them if they need me, which they might. I got my buddy RJ to back me up. So he's going to play left field. I'm like, if I go, guys, I can only bat for you guys. I'm going to hobble to first base, even if it's a triple, if it's a home run. I'm just going to make it to first base, and then I need a runner. I told them I can't play. I can't field. So, no, man.
I'll run for you. How about
awesome.
That?
There you go. You're getting a lot faster than me now, dude. So, yeah, Kevin Arnold moment, dude. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty
that
fucking
funny. That was pretty
funny,
dude.
All right, man. I do have some news. We can talk about the happy song, girl, finally.
I'm looking at our Twitter
notes. Oh, yeah,
we Toter notes, and we don't... I don't see a lot of people tutoring.
That was probably my bad. I was lazy. I read a lot. Oh, okay.
No, that's cool. I thought people were just lazy and didn't want to talk to us.
Oh, you know what? That's probably a big factor, too.
That's our fans, guys.
To our usual suspects, Paul, Eric Lopez, Ed for retweeting, David, thanks a lot for the retweets, guys, and Lupe, Jonathan, thanks for the retweets, guys. That's about it for Twitter shout-out.
But, best show ever.
Yeah, I know, right, dude? But it's okay, so let me hit one more story. Damn, I'm full of stories today, dude. So I had hit you up when we had gone to WonderCon or Star Wars Celebration.
Okay.
Now the song Happy.
Happy, like the fucking dance song?
Yeah, the one that's all big right now. Yeah. Okay, so it happened again.
With all the crossplays?
No. Okay, okay, the song Happy. Now, there was a story I told you. There was on the 5 or, I believe it was the 5 or the 101 freeway. Some girl's driving a fucking convertible. She's driving like fucking 90 plus miles an hour.
Oh my God.
She's literally, the freeway is, I guess, windy, so it might have been the 5, and she's driving again 90. And that song Happy comes on. She tweets out, "The song Happy makes me happy." Poof, gone dead.
Oh, God.
She fucking runs off the fucking road.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Now, it happened again like last week, dude. Really? Another broad. Yeah, yeah. So, again on Twitter, another girl put, "The song Happy makes me happy." Dead. So, guys, Public service announcement. If the song Happy makes you happy, do not tweet it out.
You think Walker was playing that? Walker was playing Happy, Happy Tree.
Happy. Fire. Toast. Dunskies.
Stop stealing my car parts of my car, assholes, and save me.
So, just a public service announcement. Just don't tweet and drive 90 miles an hour, I guess.
Don't
dude.
Drive 90 miles an
hour. Don't tweet and don't use your fucking phone, dude. So, yeah.
Stupid. You're endangering other people because you're a fucking idiot.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So now, I don't want to say thank goodness, but at least these broads didn't hurt anybody else.
Yeah, it was just themselves. I'm happy that they fucking killed themselves.
Exactly.
No one else.
There you go, man. All right, man. I got a few Twitter shoutouts. You got any stories you want to hit us up with, real quick?
Go ahead, and then I'll think of something.
Okay, cool, man. Well, we can probably hit two quick articles. I got a bunch of them, dude. 3 women raped a man and then made off with his semen, which they stored in a cooler box.
Nice.
South Africa.
I don't want your money. I don't want your keys to your car. I want your sperm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want. Yeah. The gun to your head. I know it's a little hard, but I need your cum.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Now, 3 women, though.
Wow.
So trip out, dude. Eastern Cape Police. So this is, again, South Africa. Eastern Cape Police are now searching for the trio who sped off in a black BMW. Police said that a man was giving directions to the women when they held him at gunpoint in KwaZulu Township, Port Elizabeth, around 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Constable Mincetti Momombo said the 33-year-old man was walking on CSC Road where 3 men in a black BMW stopped next to him to ask him for directions to New Brighton. As he was busy pointing out the directions, one lady came out and pointed a gun at him and forced him into the car. They drove into a thoroughfare 500 meters away. They parked the car and fondled him to get him an erection, said Momombo.
Hey, guys, you don't really need the gun. Just keep rubbing.
I know, dude.
Right?
That's why he couldn't get it out, dude.
Don't click it.
I know, dude. Yeah, exactly.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
Now, his penis could not get erect. Then they forced him to drink an unknown substance from a bottle. This got him aroused quickly, even though he was still scared and didn't want to have sex.
Oh, God.
Poor guy, but I would have just been like, well, just put the guns down, lady.
What do these chicks look like?
Very true.
Fucking, the beasts come out.
Oh, jump Jabba's. A bunch of Jabba's. Yeah,
squeeze dude. Through the fucking car.
and I didn't get any pictures, so I don't know. That's a good quick question there. He said the woman collected the man's semen each time he ejaculated. How many times did he fucking bust his load?
4 times.
Probably. Probably.
Poor guy.
All right.
Got shaft.
Put it in a small plastic bag and stored it in their cooler box. They are still at large after abandoning the man, and police have opened a case of rape. This is really confusing to us because we've never heard of such a thing before. The man was fully conscious throughout his ordeal, and he is still traumatized, said my mom.
I don't want to come.
Ever.
Please stop touching my dick. Please.
Man. Yeah. Okay. There has been a reported increase in cases of male rape by women in Gothenburg. The women use similar modus operandi, kidnapping their victims and forcing them to drink an unknown substance before raping them. No arrests have been reported in all these cases. So, trip the fuck
out. Wow. I could just see him. Don't you come looking for your kid either. Don't you come looking for your unborn baby.
Oh, shit.
Why else would they want, unless they're making a that, fucking...
You're right. They can...
Making some soup or some yogurt.
Either, they could be selling it to a third party.
Man.
Perhaps, like, women who can't get knocked. I don't know.
Well, you know...
But if they're freezing it, you gotta think that's what they're using it for,
I wonder if they profile people to, like, okay, we're not gonna get that guy's cum. He doesn't look healthy. Let's go for this guy. This guy's a stud.
I really wish I could have seen a picture of everyone involved. Wow. Just because, what the fuck, dude? Now, I would have been like, ladies, there's no need for the gun.
Ladies, put the gun away.
And if you want to collect my semen,
open up.
You don't need, exactly, open it wide. Open I want you girls lined up on your knees. But yeah, dude, so I always thought that one was what the fuck.
Wow. Next one, at least one, bring some fucking magazines. Put a video on. Poor guy has a gun to his head.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't get hard, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Give me a 30 magazine. Don't fucking look at me while I'm doing this.
Good point, homie. All right, man. We got so many fucking articles we can do. Okay, we got two. One of them came out today. Reidsville man recovering after shooting, son describes gunfire, or Tulsa woman allegedly slashes corpse of boyfriend's ex at funeral.
Oh, this is killing the ex-boyfriend. You're not dead enough. Slice. You're not bleeding. Slice. You're
not dead enough.
Crying over it. I don't care. Slice.
Totally, bitch. What was this guy thinking inviting his current girlfriend to his ex's funeral, you know? Anyways, all right. So we'll talk about this right now. A Tulsa woman is behind bars after allegedly cutting up the corpse of her boyfriend's former girlfriend. Cheyenne Lauren Sims, 26, was arrested last Thursday at a funeral home. Family members of the deceased woman called police after they witnessed Sims put her hands into the casket, according to News 9. Okay. Responding officers said the corpse face was smeared with makeup and slashed with a large vertical cut starting from the hairline stretching to the tip of her nose.
Oh my
god. Joker status, dude. Damn. From New 52.
I want to invite you. I haven't talked to you for a couple years. I want to invite you to my ex-girlfriend that I left you for.
I know, dude, right?
To say your piece. And
so she can slash
fucking
you.
Fucking letter knife to the face.
Yes. Now, she just looks crazy, first of all.
Yeah. Oh man, I was just
looks crazy, right?
Dude, where do you meet these women?
I don't know.
South Africa,
but
dude.
It's Tulsa, so it's this one's Florida.
Oh,
and again, it's Florida.
Jesus.
All right. There was also a hair belonging to the deceased on the floor, so she even ripped her hair out, dude.
You fucking bitch.
Okay, totally. Police say they found a folding knife on Sims along with her hair, with hair that matched the strands found on the floor, as well as scissors, a box cutting knife, and various pieces of makeup. She straight up was tagging up on her. And
is this considered an assault? He's dead.
It's gotta be. Well, I guess we'll find out, but it's gotta be, right?
I don't know. Like, she can't testify.
She's 6 feet under. Well, technically, she hadn't been buried yet, though, too. Because they say grave robbing and, you know, digging up graves is a fucking crime.
Talk about some this has psycho to be. Bitches.
Totally psycho bitches.
Man.
So there you go. We can title this episode Psycho Bitches.
Bitch.
Or the song Happy Makes Me Dead. Either way, we'll figure it out.
Happy trees.
All right. We'll figure that out. Dude. John Wilson, funeral director for the Moore Funeral Home East Lawn Chapel, told Tulsa World that the incident is the first time in his three-decade career that he's been seeing a corpse being compromised. Yeah, I would say that's being compromised.
Yes.
That's a nice way to put it. It's really unfortunate that it happened, Wilson said. Police aren't sure why Sims detected the disease because she's a crazy bitch. All right. But told Fox23.com that the suspect and the dead women were quote-unquote frenemies, and that Sims' boyfriend used to date the woman.
Okay, dude.
Women
totally
on
party
women
foul on that.
The dude, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm my bad guys. I invited this psycho bitch. She brought knives. So,
my bad.
So she can do whatever she
my
wants
because
she has knives.
My bad mom-in-law and father-in-law and cousin of the, you know, or the little sister or brother. My bad. So, yeah.
Wow.
Idiot. Totally idiot of the week. The guy.
What a dumbass.
And she's just bitch of the week, too.
She's psycho.
She reminds me of fucking the bitch from P.F. Chang's, dude. She had a bitch face like this, bro. And we finished this.
Slicing your fucking rice.
And the food sucked dick. Anyways, dude. Sims was arrested and charged with illegal dissection of a human body, Adam.
Okay,
she remains in the Tulsa County Jail on $20,000 bond, half of which relates to a previous assault and battery charge.
Yes, that sounds right.
Sims was charged with child neglect in February and pleaded guilty to an amended charge of assault and battery on April 15th. She was given a deferred sentence at the time, according to News1.com. So, what the fuck, right?
Yeah, pretty crazy. I got a little article.
Go for it.
I don't know. I said this to you a while back, and it's kind of like sex talk, sort of. Mm-hmm. It's a dildo.
Right? Okay. Oh, yeah. Go for it.
The ashes of your loved one.
Yeah.
In the dildo. Mm-hmm. In a glass dildo.
Yeah.
You think that's a good... You think that's a number one seller?
Well, no. I don't know.
So you open the dildo and you put some of your ex-past ashes in there.
Yeah, it's literally a glass dildo. And like a hollowed out... And like you said, you put your deceased ashes in there.
Would you want to be, like, if you died and this psycho chick fucking got some of your ashes and then just put it in the dildo and started just every night banging you?
I guess if I'm dead, if I'm married, maybe, like, but it, okay, like.
If you can't even get away from this bitch when you're dead.
No, dude.
You can't even stop having sex with her when you're dead.
That is awesome,
dead
dude.
Dead is supposed to be you're free from this woman.
I agree. That, a perfect point.
And she stole your ashes. And she's sticking in her ass every night.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel, like, if you're in heaven or hell?
I'm dead. Hopefully I didn't get dissected like homegirl in the last article. But I mean, if I'm dead, I can't say anything about it. But, I mean, putting it in the same context but different point of view, if you know, I don't have a pocket pussy, but let's say I had a pocket pussy and had the option to put deceased fucking remains, ashes, in the pocket pussy to fuck the pocket pussy.
No, you can't do that.
For the story, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Like, how would that happen?
I don't know, dude. No, definitely not, dude. That's a little too psycho for me, I think, you know? Like, a little too, psycho, I mean.
Or, you know, he passed away, 2 years later you're on a date, and he's looking through your drawer. What are these fucking ashes?
Babe?
It's one of my husband's.
Red flag, peace out. Ooh. I'm going to break up with you. Yeah. So, no, dude, I would never use a pocket pussy with dead remains. Women, let us know. Loops, Lynn, I don't know who else fucking hits up. Lynn and Lisa, hit us up. Would you do that? Again, pocket pussy with your dead lady's remains?
No.
Never. None of them, right? Yeah.
That is a party foul.
For that story.
No, I'm just... For the story. Guess what, guys? Guess what I did? Smell my fingers. Fucking ashy.
I know. It's ashy. So that was... that one came out a while ago. I'm glad you sent that to me. And we've been meaning to talk about that one for
fucking
a while.
Fucking gross, dude.
Totally, dude. All right, we have a lot of fucking comic news. So we can go straight to break, or we can go one more article, whatever you want
to
do.
Let's do our commercials that no one listens to.
Yes. Actually, no, because
yes.
Paul has hooked us up.
Thank you, Paul.
And Lupe has been hooking us up. And I believe Jester has also used this as well.
Jester, thank you.
Yeah. So thanks, guys.
I'm still waiting for those sugar-free cakes you want me to try out.
I know, dude, yeah. Well, hopefully for episode 100, we can work something out and have him over. I was thinking doing a barbecue at my house and just fucking recording in the garage and having a few beers. And
fuck it.
Whoever wants to come by, I mean, fucking Jester, fucking Albert.
Oh, yeah, Albert.
Sadie and Sergio, we need to get them back on the show.
We'll talk about Sadie. Just kidding.
Anyway, I miss that guy. Action Sergio, too, dude. And so, yeah.
So, on our website, guys, you're going to go on there and check for what we're reading this week. Some of the stuff we read this week is always updated, usually Monday night.
Yep.
We have our Amazon. It's in big orange. All you do is press it. And if you're going to order something, it doesn't cost you any more money.
Yeah.
It just helps out. Everybody does it. It gets
little by little, accumulates,
little.
Dude.
So I think
like
$10.
Yeah, and that's off of like 5 G's being spent.
Yeah, dude.
So there's literally pennies on the dollar.
And then we have Audible trials, a great way if you're driving a lot and you can't read and you want to listen to these great stories out right now. Right now I'm listening to Star Wars.
Yeah, how was that one? It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. Luke's having some trouble since he's never been taught. How to do anything.
Use the force. Yeah.
So that's a really good one. 30 days, it's free trial. You get to pick one book, listen to on anything you want, CD, iPads, whatever.
Yeah.
It's really cool, guys. It helps out. And you can, our buddy Jester.
Yes, he has Frosting Avenue.
You guys looking for cakes, cookies.
And they do a great job.
They do some really cool shit.
Yeah, dude. So,
Hit him up, and if you have a special occasion and you want to...
nephews, nieces, hit him up, dude. I mean...
Graduations?
Yeah. Spider-Man, somebody like Spider-Man, or they made some
They made some cookies that were pretty sick.
Yeah, some comic ones. They made a cake, a superhero cake the other day, and that one game, dude, the guy with the cloak. The white dude? Yes, Assassin's Creed. They've been doing a lot of Assassin's Creed cookies and cupcakes, I believe. But they look dope, dude. And
yeah. And if you're diabetic like me,
they do have sugar.
They are working on some sugar-free stuff.
Which is awesome, dude, yeah.
So,
and then also Loso Creations is on there, guys. That's who hooked us up with our shirts. We did get our new shirts a few weeks back. And I sported mine last night, yesterday, finally.
So. I've been sporting mine pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still wearing our old ones. I like the old ones. And I do like the material of their shirts, too, dude.
Yeah, mine are still hot, but it's all right, though. It's cool. I mean, fat guy gets what he gets.
All right, man. You guys can find us again at thecomicsyndicate.com, where you guys can find our sponsors and our cool people we back up. You guys can find us on the renegaderadionetwork.com. You guys can find us on the wickedradionetwork.com. You guys can find us at nerdbong.com. Listen to those guys. We love the fuck out of those guys. Pokeballs Podcast, Bat Chat, all those cats, Baked English Podcast. We love those guys. So thanks for the support always, guys. All right. All right, we'll be right back with some comic talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back
with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk,
and
dude.
The ghost of Paul Walker is haunting us.
Dude, that was so scary.
that was awesome.
We were editing our intro,
and
somehow, I don't know what happened.
Too fast, too dead.
Too dead. Our contact just fucking disappeared.
We lost.
This is for people that are doing podcasts, always fucking
save your work, and if you can back up your recording, that's what we're doing right now, like we always do.
We always back it up. It's never nervous in this.
No,
lazy Adam.
And that first half an hour, we're like, oh fuck, if we lost,
it's gone. It's fucking gone. I'm like,
that was awesome, dude. And shit. Then we're like, oh, fucking Paul Walker's fucking out to get us now, so oh well, fuck it. All right, man, we got a lot of comic news. You ready to get to it, dude? I'm gonna go through these somewhat fast because there are a lot. This one came
don't
out
say with... fast.
I know, dude. We're gonna go through this very slowly and very unhappily.
If I do die by a tree, I want you to cut that tree and put on my and put it somewhere.
All right.
Comic Syndicate.
All right,
man. Gabina, rest in peace.
I can do that, dude.
Revenge of Walker.
Revenge of Walker. Are we gonna name the episode?
Yeah,
Revenge of Walker. All right. No shit. Okay. This one came out last week, dude. Marvel was interested in talking with Ryan Phillippe for a Netflix role. The actor tells Howard Stern that he and Marvel have discussed his joining the cast of one of the studio's Netflix series.
What movies is this guy from?
Oh, Ryan Phillippe. He came out with your girlfriend. She was her stepbrother? And the one we saw in high school.
Yes. Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
With and Selma Blair.
That real skinny guy?
Yes, the white blonde dude.
Does he still do movies?
He's a good actor, dude.
Okay.
The first thing that came to my head, Daniel Rand.
Daniel Rand.
Iron Fist.
Oh, okay.
Now, Daniel Rand is a playboy and a millionaire. This kid can act.
Wait, Iron Fist is a millionaire?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know shit about Iron Fist. I thought he was a guy in fucking episode 8 of Daredevil.
Daredevil. Yeah. Oh, Stick. No, that was Stick.
Dude. Oh, Stick. But then remember that guy
at the end. He was talking. The guy who was all fucking scratched up and gouged. Yeah. Negative. I kind of see Ryan Phillippe as Daniel Rand, dude.
Okay.
I mean, if, you know, he's going to obviously get his choreography down and, you know, the fight scenes on Daredevil with that guy, with Charlie Cox, who's killing it. I think Ryan Phillippe could be a good Daniel Rand, dude.
Are they have the same directors for all these Netflix?
That I do not know.
So what's the next one? I think it's...
Jessica Jones?
Luke Cage?
No, Jessica Jones first, and then Luke Cage.
And those two bang, and then have a
Netflix,
baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I'm sorry, Iron Fist would be left after that, and then the Defenders.
And then...
They're gonna mix them all together.
Season 2.
Yeah?
Of Daredevil.
And then season 2.
Damn, Netflix did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... You're on episode
8 9? Yesterday. Yeah.
So you're episode 9, right?
Yeah.
And I really thought the Shining character acting was Kingpin.
I like it, dude.
Kingpin was like, he's a great actor.
He is, dude. I almost called him fucking Ruffalo. But, yeah, dude.
Who shines out besides Daredevil?
I'm liking Foggy, dude.
Foggy is... he. In the beginning, I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
He's a fucking weird... He's you know, he's geeky.
Yeah.
But that's totally. Foggy, though.
That's Foggy, yeah. So, I'm digging Foggy. I think you might be right, dude, as opposed to Charlie Cox. Number two, like, it kind of pisses me off the way he does talk sometimes, though. He kind of talks like...
Which one?
Kingpin? Yeah. He kind of talks.
But he's so mechanical.
Necessarily? I'm sorry?
He's so, like, mechanical. Not mechanical, mathematic. He just maps everything out.
Okay. That's very true. But, yeah, I think you're right. I would back you up with number two, dude. Okay, so next one. Now, this is this week. Showrunner Charlie Huston leaves Sony's Powers, and they got renewed. But the showrunner, I guess, the main guy.
Really?
He is out.
Damn, he played a good fucking, the main character, dude.
Still have not seen any, so I do not know.
It's not your typical fucking superhero
show. Oh, you mentioned that. I need to get on that, dude.
There's, like... fucking underage, what did we figure out? It's like underage sucking dick and
holy shit. Okay,
so like if you suck the guy's a power's dick and he comes in, you get a little bit of his power.
Okay,
yeah, so it's really, I mean, it's a fucking opener. Like okay,
it's an awesome power to have.
no, it's not even anybody, like a normal person will suck off any power, anybody with superpowers.
Oh, okay.
And they jizz in you. And you get a little bit for a couple hours.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Huh. Very weird.
Next one, iZombie renewed for second season.
Are you watching that?
I do not watch TV.
I don't watch it. I saw first episode and click.
Okay. Batman vs. Superman trailer remade in classic DC Batman the Animated Series.
That's style. What I'm kind of, I like. The whole...
It looked better than the...
The way they drawing it and shit, like the old school. Yes. Yeah.
So, no. You don't like it? It was just a trailer. Did you see the trailer?
No.
Okay, it's a cool trailer in that style. But if I'd rather see the movie in animated style than see the movie, I think, by this point.
Okay.
Next one, Flash and Arrow spinoff gets Serious Order official title as well. Legends of Tomorrow is going to be the Flash Arrow spinoff. With the Atom and fucking the Black Canary, I believe, and the rest of them.
Oh, okay, Black Canary's hot.
And they're going to intertwine all three of them together.
I just caught up with Flash, too. Cool. It's a fucking really great show, guys. Mm-hmm. Arrow's really good, but... Something about that character playing the Flash.
Yeah,
he's a really good character. Yeah. I think he would be a really good Peter Parker.
Interesting.
Really good, like just the way.
He's
just like innocent.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, dude. Okay, next one's gonna be interesting. Tom Hardy wants to play the Punisher, the Dark Knight. Star revealed that he would love to play the Punisher if he were to sign on to another comic book movie. And then a few days after that, it was announced Tom Hardy teases new DC Cinematic Universe role. The Dark Knight Star Rises. Star couldn't reveal many details about his new role, but he offered a few hints about who he might play in the DC Universe. So he's back on the DC front. After he walked off of Suicide Squad.
Well, I would have walked off too.
Yeah.
Have you seen the fucking pictures of Harley Quinn?
She looks the best.
They look terrible.
I know.
Well, I guess if you had to pick one, yes.
Yeah. But she looks adorable, though. I mean, I don't know.
Are you going to talk about how Will Smith was carrying her? And
you saw that?
I saw that.
I saw a picture of her on a taxi cab or whatever, and she had an umbrella. She just looks adorable, like Harley Quinn would look. They asked Paul Dini, who's the co-creator of her for Batman the Animated Series. He says, I think it's a good take on her.
Okay.
I mean, they can't do the classic, you know, Batman the Animated Series costume. It's believable.
All right.
And she does look adorable, dude. So we'll see how...
We'll see the voice.
Maybe. Yeah, dude, it's very true, dude. NBC cancels Constantine.
Did not
see anything.
I saw two episodes. It was horrible.
Okay, cool. We don't care then. Rogue cut of X-Men Days of the Future Past gets a release date. The X-Men cut will reincorporate Anna Paquin into the feature and add 17 minutes of footage. It's going to be called the Rogue Cut. She was cut out of 17 minutes of Days of the Future Past, and they're going to release a DVD with those scenes.
Oh, because she got naked and fucking...
I don't know.
She was getting... Dude, first season of True Blood...
She's a little...
No titties, nothing. Second season, more money, banged every episode, just fucking awesome, banged. Dude. But she, you know, their husband
is on the show, right?
Is or the director is the vampire on there that she bangs the shit out of. Okay. Oh, but then she gets banged by werewolves and another vampire.
horror.
So it gets pretty crazy.
I hear that's a great show, though. Again, don't watch anything. Next one, Hugh Jackman will quit playing Wolverine following Wolverine 3.
He stopped paying?
Yeah, he says after that one, I think it might be Fox who's, it's their call. Like, yeah, thanks for the past 15 years, buddy, but yeah.
You know what? I hope they burn on that.
You know, I think...
I hope they burn on
it. It's going to be hard to picture anybody else as fucking Wolverine. He still gets fucking in shape for those movies,
guy is humongous,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
and his wife's ugly.
Yeah.
She's fucking ugly, dude. So he's banging chicks on the side.
I don't know, man. If you're married, you would like to think or hope that they don't, but you got to think they
do. Dude. I know, dude. With his body?
I know, dude. He's a stud, dude. Don't get me wrong, all right. Sony and Marvel reportedly narrowed down Spider-Man director choices to 5 directors.
For the new Spider-Man,
yeah. So they're close to finding a director.
Okay.
Captain America 3, Civil War, the cast has been revealed. Most of. So everyone from Avengers, minus Hulk. So Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, which is Thor.
Well, he's stuck in a ship. That's understandable.
No, that's true. Nick Fury hasn't been signed on, so Samuel Jackson and Maria Hill has not been signed on yet as well.
Maybe waiting for more money?
Probably, or, I mean, Civil War, you gotta think they're gonna bust out perhaps Spider-Man.
Yes.
And they're gonna introduce, in an undisclosed character, the guy from, did we talk about this last week? I feel like I'm fucking okay. The dude from Watson, from fucking with Cumberbatch. Sherlock. That Sherlock and that Watson.
Is it the New England Sherlock? Or
no, the New England Sherlock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with Cumberbatch. Watson's going to be in Civil War, but in an undisclosed character. And Black Panther's going to be in that one, T'Challa. So sweet. Everyone and their mother's still going to be in the movie.
That's good.
So I'm stoked for it. The movie, again, we spoke about it. I still liked it a lot, Adam.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
And Ant-Man's going to be in that movie as well. So everyone's going to be in it, dude. I'm hoping they bring Charlie Cox in it.
Yeah.
Fucking sick, dude. Alright, next one is going to be ABC Renews Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter.
I didn't really like Carter, but the Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. is really good right now.
It picked up pretty good, right?
A lot of Inhumans.
Yeah, which I'm pretty
which is really smart on Marvel to introduce Inhumans.
I agree. Next one, dude. ABC Marvel pulls plans for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff series. So they had initially announced that a while back, a month ago, that they were thinking about doing another spinoff series, which I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
Kind of overkill.
It is.
Yeah. So hopefully Peggy Carter... It's written very nicely, dude, and I like the noir style of Peggy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it. I mean, we've only seen maybe 3 episodes, so don't know. And the last one's going to be games. Star Wars-centric Disney Infinity 3.0 officially announced. So those figures are fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, we played a little bit at that GameStop
thing. At the GameStop fucking celebration.
That convention. No one went to.
It was dead.
It was bad, but it was good it was dead, though.
It was cool. Yeah, dude. I mean, we got to play a lot of fucking games, which was cool. A lot of unreleased games. We missed fucking Todd McFarlane, right? Yeah,
Todd McFarlane. Oh, yeah. That girl told us, no, he's gone.
Yeah, no, right, dude?
We're like, fuck.
And then last one's going to be DC Comics Showcase Post-Convergence Series with 10 free 8-page stories. So 10 of their series, they had put up online the first 8 pages of these ones.
Okay.
They sucked.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really winning.
I read all 8 that were available. The best ones, in my opinion, were Green Lantern. Looks really good.
Okay.
And Green Arrow looks somewhat okay. But the other 6 I read were just fucking bad. So if you guys disagree with me, let me know and we can talk it. With Paul Walker. Anyways, let's scratch that. Okay, that's it, man.
Yeah, we read comics. I actually was burnt out. I read all fucking Avengers and New Avengers.
For the past 5 years? For the whole run?
I ran the past couple days, like 70 fucking comics.
Oh, shit.
And it was...
You've been grinding it out, yeah.
And it's Hickman, and it's hard to read sometimes.
Oh, Hickman. You're lucky you're reading it in bulk,
though. Oh, my God. So I was a little burnt out, so I reviewed a couple. It's a great fucking series.
It really is, dude.
If you want to spend days reading it, it's cool. It runs right into the Secret Wars that's happening right now.
The Avengers, the time runs out, and then the new Avengers with the Illuminati and the shit that goes down.
It's pretty crazy, guys. Read it. What I read, not Book of the Week, but Spider-Man 18. I wanted to read something a little easier to review. We got Parker is working towards a successful future. Not everyone has the same hope. A competitor has sent Ghost to corrupt a corrupt spy to destroy Parker's industry. This is what's happening right now. And right now he's currently holding the life of his partner. How do you say your name?
Sajani.
Sajani. It's a chick that's like him and her are building all this shit. Mm.
They're and partners. They told each other they're going to be straight with each other.
Yeah,
they're
partners. They weren't going to. Yeah. He was going to stop making Spider-Man suits, gear and shit. Mm-hmm. He promised. And so we pick up, and Sajai, I don't know how to say that.
Sajai, yeah.
Who didn't want to work with villains, is getting manhandled by the Ghost. Like, he's just fucking her up. Peter saves the day, but is having some trouble with
fighting
this,
him on.
Yeah, this Ghost, because he phases in and phases out. His entire team of nerds are, you know, they're scared because they're in the building, and they move into a room where Peter's working.
Has been working on a bunch of costumes.
Like a shitload of tech. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And it was cool because they
put on... And those were, I think, Dr. Octopus's had some things to do with those, too.
Oh, those ones, too?
Because Dr. Octopus was always in that, or...
On that secret room?
Yeah, yeah.
What was cool, though, in this, they put on some of the gear and how Peter, as he's pinned to the ground by the Ghost.
Yeah, one of the dudes who's an ex-villain, actually.
He's like,
he's like, I'm going to get in trouble.
is this go against my parole?
I know, totally.
Get the fuck this dude on.
And even Anna Maria gets down.
Yeah, she does. She's totally on the robot, dude, which is cool. So they're like figuring out how are we going to affect this Ghost to make him solid.
Yeah.
And they use a sonic vibrations that should make him solid so they can do some damage. Mm. However, the sonic blast didn't help with the building. So as Peter fights with his ex-girlfriend, you know, the midget,
Anna Maria,
Anna Marie, she gives him a backpack that's filled with his clothes.
With his gear, yeah.
So he can turn back to Peter without having anyone think twice. Mm. Great girlfriend.
Yeah, she still has a thing for him, although...
She wants Spider-Man dick.
She wants spider dick, for sure, but she... he's tired of fucking shooting webs at her, dude. I mean, it's not his type, first of all, and she liked Otto Octavius' asshole, you know, personality. And Peter Parker's not like that, so she doesn't like him.
Yeah.
But she just wants the cock.
She wants spider dick. Yeah. And so, the whole building fucking falls apart. Mm-hmm. Ghost gets taken away, and... His team is like, you fucking lied to us.
Yeah.
You told us you weren't going to do this. Our building's fucking destroyed. Yeah. What do we do now? Yeah. Like, he's losing a lot of fucking street cred with his crew.
With his crew,
his digging tank crew. So we ended there. It was a nice, easy read to get out of...
The Avengers.
Fucking mode. Avengers and New Avengers and Insurgents and
Earths. Secret Wars was good, though.
It was.
It was pretty much in a nutshell fucking Ultimate Universe coming down to attack our 616.
Mr. Fantastic in
both worlds.
Well, in the other world is a badass.
Yeah, he actually is, dude.
So
Mr. Fantastic, our world 616 that we're used to, builds a raft pretty much to save fucking 60 heroes. Not 60 heroes make it on the fucking ship.
No, he loses his fucking family.
It looks like
he's single now.
Even Reed Richards from the Ultimates universe looks like he also built a raft as well.
So, they both build the same thing.
But they both had the same game plan.
Yes, he did. It's
And it was a lot of people went down, dude.
Do you think that people would have to read New Avengers to get what's going on in Secret Wars?
No. No, it's pretty much self-contained, because it's pretty much this world is attacking this world.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And they start scrapping right off the bat. Our heroes did great. And
yeah, then, we 6-10.
And then the Cabal's working with fucking Reed Richards from fucking Ultimate, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So a lot of fucking interesting...
Explain what Cabal is to people.
The Cabal is the assholes of the bunch. So the Illuminati are the good guys that each had an Infinity Gem. The Cabal is Thanos and Namor's jump ship, Black Swan's on there, a bunch of guys that are literally going to the other worlds, and they're doing what the heroes didn't have the balls to do and sort of killing these other universes, these other worlds.
They were doing a little too well. They were enjoying
killing
everyone.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, fuck, these guys are animals. I don't know if we can stop these fools. Yeah. Goes to Dr. Doom.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doctor's like, fuck you. I'm not second. I'm always first.
Yeah,
you dude. Come to me after this, get out of here.
Yeah, which was what he told him.
Dr. Doom in Avengers series...
Is sick, dude.
Is the shit.
I don't know if he has a game plan, but the way he's staring down fucking the Beyonders is like, who dares fucking talk to us? Doom.
Yeah.
Like, he's straight up like, fuck. It's dope, dude. The art's great. First story, self-contained. If you want background on the other ones, guys, definitely pick up the trades, but...
If you want, go to YouTube. There's a lot of videos that people will go through the whole fucking thing, which I've done a couple times just to re... You know,
just to touch up, like, okay, this
is what happened. But Hickman writing Doom is... He writes Doom the best.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, yeah, I totally back that up, dude. All right, man, my first one's gonna be... Oh, I got three. Okay, I can hit these real quick. Spider-Gwen number 4. I fucking love this title, dude. Jason Latour is the writer. Robbie Rodriguez is the artist, which I'm loving. And even the inks on this, Adam, is Rico Renzi. And it's just fucking beautiful to see, dude. So after the bullshit from the last issue where Punisher's after her, where she has to fight fucking Vulture and she has to save her dad. Her dad doesn't know, or by the end of that issue, she revealed, like, okay, I'm Spider-Woman, Dad. And he works for the cops, you know, so he's been after her anyway.
It's kind of like a Commissioner Gordon Batgirl.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Totally, dude. So she just needs to get away, so she goes to the city. And she goes on patrol. She sees some kids fucking tagging this building, and she stops them right away. She sees these kids fucking tagging, and she like starts lecturing them, dude. They fall off the building. She saves them, and she's like, "What the fuck are you guys tagging for?" Like, you know, this interesting conversation. One of the kids is like, "You know, who's responsible?" That's what he's tagging, and they're questioning the system. I guess. And she's like, you know, fuck, maybe I should pay more attention to it, because she's a kid too, dude. So anyways, dude, so she, that happens, she goes to Aunt May's house. Her dad went there the night prior, because they literally got attacked by Punisher, by Vulture, at her house, which is next door to Peter Parker's, or down the street. So anyways, her dad's crashed out, and she sees Uncle Ben. She's like, oh my god, please don't be him. And Uncle Ben is welcoming to her. She's like, come on in, Aunt May would love to see you.
Yay.
And it's just very cool, because I loved this story too, because not only is the art great, dude, it's written nicely by Latour, but this one was kind of heartfelt, dude. Like, she, Aunt May, has been collecting clippings of Spider-Woman, and how, just like typical J.J. Jameson normally does, makes her look like a villain. So, she tells Gwen, like, you know, I hate fucking Gwen Stacy, because she's responsible, or I hate Spider-Gwen or Spider-Woman, she's responsible for Peter Parker dying. And she's like, you know, she's like, how can you say that? So she feels odd. And she's like, well, let me finish the story. Peter Parker had a thing for her, yeah, as far as the woman in the suit, he believed in something. So when he was taken away from us, you know, it was something we started doing, and I just kept collecting these clippings. But the more I go through them, like, she's saying, like, she's Spider-Woman is saving people, and she's, you know, has this whole scrapbook. And Gwen, you know, she's like, tells Gwen, like, this heartfelt story, like, you know, maybe she is trying, you know. So just very heartfelt, very cool. I liked it a lot, dude.
Now, is this in the current 6-1-6-10?
No, this is the Spider-Verse is gonna get a section in Battle World. So
you said Ben and Aunt Mary, so Ben's still alive.
Yeah, Ben never died, because Peter Parker never became Spider-Man.
Okay.
So it was her that got bit. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, yeah, so interesting. I love it, dude. It's worth checking out. I liked it. It was heartfelt in that moment to get in a comic. Not a lot of action, but the art's lovely anyways, so I'm down with it, dude. It was a nice little story.
Very cool. I read, Kanan?
Yes.
Kanan, the last Padawan, number 2. This book was really, really good.
Not bad, huh? Even the art in there is
good. The art's awesome. So, Kanan, who is known as Caleb, when he was a Padawan, is chilling, living the good life. Yeah, you know, I'm with my master, I love my Clone War guys. Yeah, totally, we're all friends. Dude. And all of a sudden, the clones would turn on him because of the 666. Order
66.
Yeah. Now we all know this happens because, you know, we saw the movies, but to see a Padawan react the way did was new to me.
He freezes up, dude.
Yeah, right, he was scared. Yeah, he froze, and his master started to take off heads of clones. Like,
And she's like, get the fuck out of here,
bro. Yeah, at one point, she yells at him, either run or fight.
Yeah, it's like...
But don't stand there like a fucking douche.
Exactly, yeah. Nicely put. Nicely
put. But in the end, there was just too many clones. His master saves him. But at the same time, she's shot down. Mm-hmm. So Kanan is in survival mode. He hides underneath bridges, ground. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when they chase him, he's in the ground.
Yeah, he's literally, like, hiding, like, fucking in the fucking brush, dude.
While they're searching for him. He takes a ride, but the clones are still looking for him. Mm-hmm. He gets off-world. Homeboy's starving with no money and nowhere to run. And I love this, how they did the dialogue. You know, I'll read it to you. I learned how to think. This is what he's thinking to himself. I learned how to think. I learned how to meditate, how to fight. But no one ever taught me how to survive.
Nice. Nicely put, dude. Yeah, and that's exactly
what you would think that.
And that's a great...
That would have been a good training skill for these Padawans.
Exactly, right. And you never look at it or stop to think that, you know.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, they're badasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So he runs off to a what seems to be like a criminal guy, like runs into him, and he gives him a place to stay and some food. And I love how the holy Jedi mindset is pushed back by this guy into his face. He's like, you know what? What do you do? You know, he's telling the Padawan, what are you gonna do? You know, what do you have to live? Now you have to live in an actual galaxy with the rest of us miscreants. You lie, you cheat, you steal, and you survive. This is what you have to do. And didn't they teach you anything in the temple? So he totally throws it back in his face, like, what the fuck did they do with you? Oh, we learn how to meditate and stupid shit like that.
Pretty much,
dude. And we see the Padawan douching out the teachings. You know, he's thinking about it. He's like, fuck, you know, I need to be I need to survive, so
pretty much.
Fuck everything else.
Fuck the training, fuck like, the force. I need to survive, yeah, yeah. Survival was number one thing, you're right. I mean, so that's what he literally thinks to himself, really.
So he steals the fucking ship.
Yeah.
And heads to Coruscant. But right when he gets there, he gets the message from Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan scene.
Don't come here, and it's too late, because the homeboy reported his ship stolen.
Yeah.
So we ended there with all these other ships surrounding him.
So, I liked it, dude.
I loved it, dude. Great fucking issue.
Right on, right on. Okay, man, I totally back you up on that, dude. Okay, I'm going to go through these two real quick. Do you have any more?
That was it for me.
Okay, cool, man. First one's going to be another book of the week, dude. I love Spider-Gwen number 4. Descender number 3 by Jeff Lemire is the writer. Dustin Nguyen is the artist. The art is fucking amazing in this, too, dude. And Jeff Lemire is just fucking sick. So last issue, we had Tim 21, who's a little companion bot boy. He literally goes down. They fuck him up. They shoot him down. So the driller bot at the end that saves him is literally trying to walk him. They're scouring the land to help help this kid survive. And we get some really interesting things from Tim 21, the little kid. Like, it kind of looks like it's death, dude. Like, this kid's seen. He comes to this place, and some robots there to greet him. He's like, we've been waiting for you. And he's like, who are you? He's like, well, my name is fucking weird name, dude. And he's like, you know, we've been waiting for you, come check this out. He's like, well, where am I? He's like, all the answers will make sense once we get to where we need to. All this is going down, and his creator, Tim 21's creator, is on his way with some general to literally capture Tim 21 and get information, because the general thinks that the maker, Dr. Kwan, is responsible for the scavengers and the initial robots that came to wipe out every piece of AI. So by the time they get there, and it's just interesting because this driller bot is literally sad. The dog's still there with them, bandit little robot dog, and it's just barking the whole time. And it's just kind of cool, kind of sad though to see driller. He doesn't know the little boy, but he already wants to save him. And he just keeps saying, like, driller not smart enough to help you. Like, driller doesn't know what to do.
Fuck.
And it's just kind of sad. So he finally gets him to a spot where he's able to work on him, I guess. And by that point, the ship lands with Dr. Kwan, his creator, and just kind of cool because they're able. They shoot down Driller. Poor Driller, though.
The dog?
No, the big Driller robot. They find Tim 21 on a fucking table, and the doctor works on him right away. Takes him to the ship, and Tim opens his eyes. He's like, well, he's like, I remember you, Dr. Kwan. You're my creator. Like, you fucking remember? He's like, of course I do. I'm like, there's, you know, a lot of things have been messing with my mind, but I do remember you. And it's interesting, though, because, like, he was literally, like, in a coma. And to see, like, how robots maybe dream or what they experience when they're in a coma, he sees, like, a world full of robots. And they're like, we need you. Don't leave us. We need you. To the point where they're, like, dragging him down. And Jesus. Right when they're going to pull him down, that's when Dr. Kwan brings him up or reawakens him. I liked it a lot. It's written very nicely, dude. I love it already. The art's sick. And it's Jeff Lemire, dude. I mean, anything he writes, I'm fucking all on board anyway.
Do you miss him from Animal Man?
Miss him on Animal Man, dude. Totally.
I'm waiting for them to bring out a big-ass omnibus.
I know, dude. We'll see. So that was Book of the Week as well. And then my last one's going to be, I'm going to go through this one real quick. Punisher number 18. Nathan Edmondson is the writer on this one. Mitch Dreads is the artist. In a nutshell, dude, it's been Punisher fucking... The past arc, he's found out that the U.S. Secretary, one of the U.S. Secretaries, is behind the war on domestic soil, giving weapons to gangs, to other countries, to the Los Soles gang. So... after an instance with Captain America last issue, he's barely able to survive, but now Punisher feels bad. He's like, my government's fucking shady.
And okay. Sounds like ours.
Totally. Yeah, right? So now he's like, well, fuck it. I'm going to finish my mission. I have to fucking complete it. So he literally goes after Hector Los Soles, which is the main fucking head honcho in Los Angeles that's been fucking with him from the get-go. And he literally kidnaps him. And he's driving down the fucking 405 freeway, and I posted
singing happy.
He did not have happy on that time. Although he might have, because Los Soles might have been listening to on headphones. Because he literally has homeboy shackled up. He opens the door, crowded freeway. He lets him out, cuts his fucking shackles, and he's like, he literally like waits for a crowd. He waits for the news copters to come, and people are like in and out of their cars taking pictures, selfies of him, like pictures of him. He straight up. Puts on his fucking mask. I love his new costume too, and you know that they've been sporting lately. And he literally, everyone's record on live air. He fucking blasts those souls.
Damn.
Shoots him down, dude. Straight up assassination. There are some cops that arrive on the scene. They're like, we gotta fucking stop him. And then one of the cops says, no, that's the fucking Punisher. He's doing his fucking job. Like, it's kind of cool. We're seeing some of the cops, like, even the people on the streets, like, fuck, this guy's cleaning up the fucking streets. Mm-hmm. So nobody. He's a vigilante straight fucking up, like, mm-hmm. straight up. And he's ballsy enough to, like, show him his face, you know, like, and so he's, like, goes to his normal diner, dude, and he's just, you know, getting information, like, you know, well, where's the homegirl who always used to be here, the detective? Yeah, well, she got fucked up. A lot of cops got fucked up during, you know, the riots. So he ends up taking off, dude, and that night he goes back on the prowl, dude, so there's some girl about to get raped. And Frank Castle literally fucking shows up. Breaks some fucking arms, fucking stabs people, fucking blasts people straight up. It's just fucking sick.
Wow.
Dude. And he was being followed. And this whole time he has his fucking pet coyote with him, which he's had, again, the past arc. And that's his wingman, dude. So anyways, the cop he was talking about earlier, or describing in the cafe, was the girl he would always see.
She and they would raped? Talk.
No.
Oh.
She was following him.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, hey, what's up? Long time no see. And she's like, she throws a bunch of fucking shield, pretty much badges, right at him, like bloody. She goes, a lot of good men died because of you. He's like, a lot of them were fucking shady. And so it's interesting because, like, we don't know where it's going to go. And she walks up to him. Frank Castle always talks to her like, you know, sometimes you got to do more. Sometimes there's more to the job than just the job. So she kind of had a liking to him, or she respected him at least. Mm-hmm. And upon, you know, learning of her friends dying, her cop friends dying, she walks up to him, hey, buddy, and fucking shanks him good.
She shanks
the dog first, and then she shanks fucking
Frank Castle. Oh, yes!
Now, this one was just sad because he's been getting his ass kicked. He knows superhuman abilities, just a straight-up vigilante, balls to the wall asshole. And this is the way he's going to go down. So his fucking coyote's, like, fucking dying, and he's fucking squirting out fucking blood. And he picks up the fucking coyote. He's like, it's okay, boy. We got this. It's still going to be okay. Picks up his dog, and the way he's walking down fucking New York City, like...
Bleeding out
completely, dude. And just the colors that they show, and him picking up his dog still, and fucking... It looks like they walk to fucking City Hall, and that's where he just fucking loses his energy, and he takes off his mask, and he literally lays up on the steps, and it looks like he's bleeding out, dude. It, very powerful, very cool. DC Comics, if you put a dying dog on any of your fucking comics, I might like it finally. But it was great, dude. I mean, the art, the writing has always been great anyways, and I suck that comic stick a lot already, dude. But we talk about it more than a lot of fucking podcasts, I think, dude. Descender, yeah. Everyone is, but Spider-Gwen, I'm pretty sure, gets a lot of love. But Punisher number 18 was also Book of the Week, dude. So those were my top picks. I loved them, dude.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, man, I think we're out of time, dude. I think we're out of time. So, Paul
Walker wants his fucking room back.
It's exactly his fucking car back. Anyways, it was fun, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, tweet us out. Joe does this a lot better than I do in the ending. And you can find Joe at...
You guys can find me at the number 4, the villain. You guys can find my boy Adam
Mem the Beaner.
You guys can find him also, Mem the Beaner, on Instagram. And you guys can find me at comic_syndicate. I'm always reading shit and posting pictures. We got a good following on Instagram, dude.
It's good. We became free comics.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got to work on some interviews, dude, now that I might have more time before my second job starts. But, yeah, man. So, all right, guys. Thanks for the love. Share the podcast. Download us on iTunes, Stitcher. Rate us. Leave some stars for us. Yeah, fuck it. That's all we got. All
right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.